This is a Sichuan news update. After concerns from the community that a new boathouse at Landon Park would see 29 mature trees cut down, Nanaimo City Council is reconsidering the project. At a City Nanaimo Council meeting on May 5th, the gallery was packed as audience members came to encourage council to re-examine the $10.8 million project that would take up a significant area of the small park and remove the aforementioned trees. The project would build a new 10,000 square foot boat storage building, which would include new public washrooms and a community meeting space. The building would also feature a training facility for the Long Lake Flat Water Training Society. As well, the project would upgrade the current aging playground. Speakers of the Save Loudoun Park group took the mic as delegations to council. One of the speakers was Heather Bates, a member of the Rock City Neighborhood Association and one of the organizers of the group. She told council the group is not opposed to upgrading the facilities at Loudoun Park, but are asking them to reconsider the design of the building in consideration to the loss of public space in the park.
I do support the use of our tax dollars to upgrade the amenities that the paddling clubs need, because I believe they offer some excellent programs. What I don't support is this footprint that meets the needs of their clubs at the expense of our already extremely limited public waterfront green space. The design that was approved puts everything under one roof in a sprawling single-story building that takes over the park. What if we instead built the needed facilities in the same place where the current facilities stand? Or built a two-story building that could achieve the same square footage in half the park space.
After the delegation, Sichuai spoke with Mayor Krogh about whether or not he would change his mind about the current plans for the boathouse. He says he's been fairly steadfast in his views and the delegation did not change that.
Appreciate the loss of trees is very upsetting for people, but I have to consider the needs of the youth of this community and the larger community. The support for this project that continues to be supportive, by the way, which has been confirmed in writing by both Sinamic First Nation and the Mid-Island Métis. I think that is important to me. You can always rally a crowd to oppose something. It's hard to rally people to come out and support something, and I'm very conscious of that.
He says in accordance with city policy, while 29 trees would be cut down for the project, 100 more trees would be planted throughout the city in exchange.
This is essentially a community park where swimming is allowed, and it is the only body of water in the city of Nanaimo that is suitable for kayaking and canoe use and the kind of racing and competition that is would be attracted to our community if we had decent and proper facilities. Right now we have an aging washroom, no heat, a crap facility with great respect for all those young rowers. I'm looking to the young people and I'm responding to, I think, appropriately in terms of my personal position on this, to the views of those who aren't heard that loud.
Later in the meeting, Councillor Tyler Brown, who originally voted in favor of the $10.8 million project, made a motion for the reconsideration of the project.
I think the plan as presented is a good one. However, upon review, I think there is an option for a much better one that would mitigate concerns and also provide community amenity space. It's not just for this park or this neighborhood. We are a growing community. I spoke to that in support of this. Unfortunately, we've actually lost community amenity space that hasn't been replaced, and we need a bunch more of it.
The motion for reconsideration was passed with Councillors Brown, Ben Gesselbrack, Cheryl Armstrong, Hillary Eastmeer, Aaron Hemmons, and Paul Manley in favor. Those opposed were Councillors Janice Perino, Ian Thorpe, and Mayor Leonard Krogh. Armstrong was another council member who originally voted in favor of the project, but decided to vote in favor of reconsideration. She said while attending the meeting via Zoom, while she was in favor of the project, after hearing concerns from the community, she believes there needs to be a second look at the project.
But now, based on what we're hearing from the community, I think that there's an option to look at this that could serve both the needs. I'm concerned about the lack of amenity space, and in my replies to those that emailed me, I talked about the fact that we did lose Departure Bay Activity Center, and that's very much needed.
Perino, who is against the reconsideration, says she will not be changing her vote towards the $10.8 million project.
My concern is that by stalling this again, we are going to do only one thing, and that is raise the cost some more, because the construction cost keeps going up, and people keep waiting for this project to be completed.
After the council meeting, Sichuai's Joe Pugh spoke with Heather Bates following council's decision to reconsider plans for the Loudoun Park upgrades. She says it was a relief that council will have a second look at the project.
People spent their weekends going door to door with petitions. People sent in emails. People took their Monday evening to go and show their support at the council meeting. So it was really nice to see so many people who care and wanted to make sure that we find a solution that's going to really work for all the users of the park.
Bates hopes the next steps for the project move forward quickly, as the local boating community has waited a very long time for the upgrades.
So I hope things move forward quickly, and hoping also that at this next stage, as any further discussion is happening around particulars of the design, that there will be more voices at the table with the city, including the council or however that process unfolds with the city staff, that the neighborhood associations might have a voice at the table, interested community members, as well as the boating community representatives.
Further discussion on land and park upgrades are deferred to next council meeting scheduled for May 26th. For CHY News, with files from Joe Pugh, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.